So is mine, and I'm also one.
Full lady.
Full lady.
Ah, you did toes there.
Okay, he's talking about, and this Yerushalayim is talking about the uprooting, the root of evil that each and every one of us is born with. Everyone has a different one. It is according to this that we find Gam Sefer Be'erayim Chaim in the Sefer Be'erayim Chaim al Pasuk Loisavi Toyeva El Beisecha. It says in the Pasuk that one should not bring an abomination into their house. And it's referring to the literal understanding is referring to Avodah Zarah. Shemevar Al Derech Shamar Rav Zeira. So the Be'erayim Chaim explains this Pasuk according to a Gemara. Masechtas Megillah, Reb Zera says, "Miyamai lo yikpalati b'tech beisi." Reb Zera says, "I never got angry in my house." While Yadai loymar, and it seems that Reb Zera really meant to say that he never got angry. So why did he add those two words in my house? While Yadai loymar, miyamai lo yikpalati. He should have just said, "In my life, I never got angry."
It's called chomer.
You
don't get angry. House,
wife,
children.
Yeah, I could refute the call chomer. The more damage is done in the house than outside the house.
What I meant to say is, if you're not going to get angry at home.
Good. You'll realize that the repercussions. We would imagine that the same thing that he didn't get angry outside of his home either. So the Mefarshim explained b'toich beisi that within my home means b'toich pnimius nafshi. It means I never got angry even inside myself. It's not that I didn't express my anger. I didn't even get angry to begin with. He says an additional level, not only that his emphasis is on something else. It's not that I didn't get angry. I didn't get angry inside. Meaning, even when I had to show anger outside, meaning when I had to enforce a rule in the home, or I had to let someone have it, it was only external. I didn't feel that anger inside while I was doing it. But in my heart, I had no anger whatsoever. So even though Chazal say that sometimes there are averis that are appropriate, and one of them is anger against those who do averus, right? Nimtza shumuta lichois vayva avera, right? It is permissible to get angry at those who do averus. So the aval pikein, nevertheless, all that means is that externally you're supposed to show anger towards them in order to get them onto the right path, but not. Why should one bring the anger into their heart? Nevertheless, he did not want to bring this terrible midah of anger into his heart, because it can actually stick. He didn't want the kaas, he didn't want anger to stick to the to the pnimius of his soul. Ki noida amram zal, because it is known what Chazal say. Kol ever avera achim lam pesayv echulu. Rabbi Yezayim ekshur vaykikelav. Chazal say that when a person does an avera sticks to a person. It causes the person to do the avera a second time and a third time. So even though the anger that the person has right now is an appropriate anger, but when a person does it, when a person has anger, that anger sticks to him and it causes him to get angry again. So it's important, even though when the person is doing that, it needs to express a certain type of anger, that it should only be external, it should not be an internal anger.
What is external anger? Can we, from the sounds of it, external anger really means it's not anger at all. You're just displaying what anger should look like.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Okay. So really you should never get angry.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Okay.
I mean, only showing, external, putting on a show, basically.
Right.
Right, not only does this apply to averas, that when a person does an avera, the avera sticks to the person and it causes it can schlep the person to do the avera again. Even though we said by Shal Shud is that avera doesn't get absorbed in a person, nevertheless, the person is in the clutches of the avera, and that can cause him to do the avera again. The same applies to bad character traits. Even though, once again, there are times when one needs to use a certain character trait that is usually characterized as a bad midah, such as anger. If it's internal, then it connects to the heart, and it's difficult to separate oneself from it. That is why Reb Zera did not connect himself to it at all. It was just totally external. And that is what it means. Don't bring an abomination into your panemius. Right? If you need to use it, keep it external. Don't bring it into your panemius. And the word te'eva, which is an abomination, is specifically used towards anger. It says Tayavas Hashem Kol Gva Lev, that it is Hashem despises a haughty heart. Anger is the product of arrogance. So the same would apply to Gav also. Sometimes a person needs to show some arrogance is not the right word, but a person needs to show some prominence or
confidence.
Yes, confidence. So that the person has to see to it that it should be, if it is an area that is usually not appropriate, then the person has to see to it to show that to do so only externally, and not, it should not be internal.
Isn't that a phony?
What?
Isn't that somebody being a phony? I mean, that's a veneer. You're putting on something that really isn't there.
No, it just means it is somewhat it is somewhat false, but I guess it's appropriate.
So then your sonius is not like your
penis. But we always use it in the opposite direction, so why not use it this way?
Well, convenient.
I mean, this is talking about totally voiding yourself of emotion, basically. Getting to a point where you can completely control emotion to the point where you don't feel it. Right?
Wow.
Right. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. Welcome to Nesiv Shalom.
Right.
Walking around with like two people.
Yeah.
I'm not even bringing it up. The temptation is. I'm trying to desire to.
If nothing else, you,
yeah,
can, you have the hands for it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's true. The gum. May Harambam last from a kid of Ram, Akadashim. From the Rambam, it also seems like he brought from the Be'er Ma'am Chaim from Alev Mefarshim. It seems from the Rambam that he also agrees to what they say. Now he's going to emphasize the opposite, which I talked about in the beginning, that when we're talking about not getting angry, it doesn't only mean not expressing anger; it means not bringing anger in, even into one's penis, as Yossi said, to be totally in control of one's emotions. Because if a person has bad midas even in his inner self, even though it is not detectable from the outside, his bad midas are still within him. These are the words of the Rambam. It says the Rambam, what is the remedy for those who are emotionally sick? The case of Hirufu Asam, what is their cure? It says Mishu Bal Chema, he's somebody who is a person that is easily angered. We tell him, now this is the source of the Chitzonius is more of the Pnimius. This is the source that the person's external acts work automatically, have an effect on his interior.
Does it work the other way as well?
The other way is the best way, but it doesn't usually work. It's a lot more difficult to affect your chitzonius than to affect your pnimius. It's a lot more difficult to work on your pnimius without your chitzonius. So, somebody who is a person that's easily angered, we tell him the Hanukkah Tatsway to conduct himself in a way that even if he is hit or cursed, that he should not feel it at all. Meaning, what Rambam is saying is he should act as if it doesn't bother him at all, and he should walk in this way for a long period of time, and that will cause that no anger will enter his heart altogether. Anger will be uprooted from his heart altogether. Hainu, meaning shemagish, the Rambam is emphasizing here, she'ena tikum v'zesh le'yisragiz emuhuka v'kulo v'yatzar kase. He says the ultimate cure is not that he should get angry when he is hit and cursed, just he should be able to withhold his anger. That's not the cure. With that, he hasn't refined his bad character trait. If he is still getting angry in the inside. Rambam says that the cure is that when he is hit and he is cursed, he should not feel it at all. From the words of the Rambam, we learn to what extent one needs to uproot their bad midas. It has to become to the point that he shouldn't feel it at all. Because as long as the person still feels it, then he has not yet uprooted it altogether.
Sometimes, though, the emotion can be a motivator. By cutting off that ability, I just wonder sometimes, you know, sometimes that motivates you to do something.
Well, I guess there's, if a person is really in control, you can separate anger from motivation.
Sounds like a heavy dose of Valium.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Check his Stender over there, will you?
Oh, shit.
He's got a pill slicer.
Shouldn't it be like a mirror on the front, like you have the medicine cup in the washer?
That works, yes, yeah.
But I didn't mean removable. And on the door.
Okay. The essence of what we're saying can be understood. We can understand according to a story that the Sipur Shalom said that he heard from the previous Lanavad of the Beis Avram. That the Toldis, which was the one of the prime disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, before he became a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, was a misnagid. He was an opposer to the way of the Baal Shem Tov. One time it happened that the Baal Shem Tov was the Toldos was the Rav in Polnoa, the city called Polnoa. And how do we know that Baal Shem Tov was once in Polnoa, and he was with the Kehila of the Toldos. V'huba Atzmai, and the Toldos himself, Amad Me'achurei Achalein Me'bechutz. He wanted to monitor, since he didn't trust the Baal Shem Tov. He wanted to monitor what the Baal Shem Tov was saying to his Kehila. So he stood behind the window and was listening. It was before closed circuit TV. V'shama eich shal Baal Shem Tov mesaber lahem. And he heard that Baal Shem Tov was telling them, he heard the Baal Shem Tov was telling them, you should know that your Rav is a goyin and a tzaddik.
He was saying that about himself.
Huh?
He was saying that about himself.
No, he was saying about the guys at the window.
Right. Baal Shem Tov was telling the Kehila of the Toldos that their Rav is a tremendous goyin and a tzaddik. Hashem went on to tell the Toldos' Kehila that on Tisha B'av night, since the Toldos cried so much, he said he's telling the Kehila about their Rav. He cried so much, and there was an out of pain for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Hirgish Moed Bara. He started feeling heart failure. And there was a person there in the presence of the Toldos at the time. Baal Shem Tov was telling the Kehila all of this about the Toldos. There was someone there that looked like a Talmud Chacham. And this Talmud Chacham told the Toldos, Shuv b'sakana, that your life is in danger. And you need to eat. And he offered him a fruit to eat. And the Toldos made a bracha. As soon as he finished making the bracha, nisiyasha benata shas leilachol, he decided that he's not allowed to eat. Va'oise shomalo yeshe yoichal, hayama sitrach. He said that person that was there, that looked like a talmud chacham, was the Yetzer Hara in disguise. The Toldis had tremendous tzar that he had made a bracha l'otal. He didn't eat, but he had made a bracha for nothing. Arakach roh b'chaloyim pardis yofa. Afterwards, the Toldis saw in a dream a beautiful orchard. Lahafli, a beautiful orchard, with all types of fruit. How does the Baal
Shem Tov know what the Toldis saw in the dream?
Because the Baal Shem Tov knew everything. Or everything he needed to know. So afterwards, the Toldis saw in a dream a beautiful orchard, with all types of fruit, beautiful fruit. Sholos HaShomer, and the Toldis asked the guard of this orchard, Shalmi HaGanaza, who is this orchard belong to? And the guard answered, he said, Shaykh Lahrab, this is your orchard. Shayadeya Bracha Lavatola Shalai, through your Bracha Lavatola, Tzamach HaGana Zemetzada Sitracha. This orchard bloomed forward for the Sitracha, due to your Bracha Lavatola. Vatikun Shalaiya, and this guard told him that the way you will be able to be misakin, this way to be able to correct this, because she asked a tshuva, if you'll do tshuva, the trees will fall, and nothing will be left of the orchard.
Why do we want that? Why does he want the orchard to...
This was because it was an orchard that was that sprouted for the sitracha, for the other side.
Orchard of evil.
Orchard of evil.
Ah, okay.
And when the Toldis woke up from his sleep, also tshuva v'tikunim, he did tshuva ad shenaflu aperes v'ha'alam, until all of the fruit and the leaves fell off. Akach himshechoid b'tshuva, then he did more tshuva, v'nisiyavshu anafim v'aitzim, until the branches and the trees totally dried up. V'sayim al-Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov concluded, again speaking to the Kehila, but he won't be able to get the roots out of the ground until he comes to us. As soon as the Toldis heard this from outside the window, and he knew that it was impossible for any human being to know about this all, he came to the Baal Shem Tov, and Niskasha the Baal Shem Tov, and that's when he became connected to the Baal Shem Tov.
So he had had that dream.
Huh?
So he had had that dream.
Yeah, you think Baal Shem Tov was making it up?
That wasn't a question.
I don't know.
I didn't doubt you had the
dream.
Question.
Okay, so he knew he had that dream. There we go.
Right.
was it his first screenplay?
All right, now the purpose of all of this, the purpose of this story is Masipra Zeh Yashlanu Tumunos. So we have from this story we have some kind of picture. How people can be preoccupied all of their days with trying to correct the evil, trying to reverse the evil that they have done. But it's possible that they only reach the level that they're able to uproot the fruit and the leaves and the branches. I feel like it's impossible. It's even possible that they get rid of the trees. But it is possible that they never uproot the roots of evil, which causes that they grow again. This is the reason. This is the reason that we find that a person does tshuva many times with all of his heart and soul. The enem is kehemes biyada, but it doesn't have a long existence. The person repeats the avera. Kol zeh mishum shamru chazal. This is because chazal say, if somebody wants to uproot avodah zarah, tzarach lesharash achareha, one needs to get rid of the roots as well. Well, derech mamar apri aretz. And this is according to the Sefer PRs that we learned before. That even if the person reigns over himself, he has control of himself. But it doesn't mean that he uprooted the evil from his heart. It's possible that the roots are still existent, and they can grow again. Well, there are gidul mamir. It is similar to a cancer. As long as one doesn't cut out and remove the root of the cancer, it will start spreading again. The danger is still there. And for that you need a surgeon. That he should have the self-confidence to be able to take the tumor out until its very end. And this is what we try to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, through the Shofar. Shorosh Tevis, the Shofar is an acronym for Shoresh Poire Rosh Velana. Means the wording in Parshat Nitzavim for the root that multiplies bitter herbs. And also through the Tikkun, through the Shofar and through the Tikkun Yom Kippur, the person can merit through his avodah lakar ashloshim aroim to uproot the bad roots. That is the concept of inner purification.
So how did Rabbanu Paskin at your camp blow shofar on Shabbos? That means you're missing half of what this is all about.
That's right. But apparently, the Shabbos can accomplish the same thing.
But Baal Shem himself said he couldn't complete pulling up the roots without us, meaning the rest of the Kehila.
No, without the Baal Shem Tov.
Without the Baal Shem Tov.
As long as he's going to be able to snag it.
I didn't know if I heard.
It's not
been
a good thing to be able to snag.
There are lots of stories about Misnagdim becoming Hasidim. Are there stories going the other direction?
We don't tell those.
It's time to take him into the back and tell him.
It's like Akar, I guess.
Rabbi Wine, he said that by definition, Hasidim, it's the rebellious children of Misnagdim.
They had to be around. There was never a Hasidim until they came around.
Hippies. Hippies.
Okay. You see in the Megillah's Esther, it says that when the Gezerah came, the decree came out to reverse the previous decree, that the Jews were allowed to take revenge of their enemies. It says, it said that many of the people of the land were converting to Judaism. Beforehand, when the decree was against the Jews, it doesn't say that the Jews were converting out of the faith. So you can see the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Either the Megillah is not reporting it, or just the kedusha of Klal Yisrael that they were prepared to sacrifice their lives rather to convert. Or another option is that they weren't given that option.
In more recent history, we see that Jews did convert.
Right. The Holocaust, though, wanted to help them.
No, I understand the Holocaust wanted to go with this because right. They didn't care.
Right. There definitely are more people converting into the faith than converting out of the faith. Jews.
You mean today?
Those who are getting lost are not converting, they're just.
getting lost.
Getting lost. Ve'al pi ha'dvarim yivur, ma'shekosav ha'rambam, according to what we've said, we can explain what the Rambam writes. Sha'atshuva b'deus ha'roish yeshloi, minakas and minayeva v'akinach yotzimahem, that doing tshuva for bad midas, such as anger and hatred and jealousy and so on, is more difficult than doing tshuva for actual averis. Because when a person sinks into bad midas, it's very difficult to separate oneself from them. As it says in the pasuk, Yazev Rosha Darkoi, a Rosha should leave his ways. It's not just the Rosha should desert, should stop doing bad things. If it becomes a way, it's a lot more difficult to separate oneself from it. The Ikra Tshuva he called, what about Kiras HaShoshim? Because the main Tshuva is uprooting those roots. And that is the bad midas, which are the root for the averis that a person does. That's why the Rambam brings the pasuk that the Rosh should leave his ways. Because the midas are those that path the way for a person. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Hakosuv Anemar Avram. As the Rambam explains the pasuk that is written by Avram Avinu, Hashem says, "I love Avram Avinu because he is going to command his children and his household after him that they will observe the way of Hashem." The Rambam says that is referring to the midas that's called the way of Hashem. The way of Hashem are so many good character traits. And another reason why it's more difficult to do tshuva for midas than it is to do for bad, for actual avers. Because actual averis, a person only transgresses from time to time. And when a person actually does an aver, the person feels terribly guilty, and it breaks his heart. Which is not the case by either bad philosophy or bad character traits. First of all, they're constant. Even in the holiest of days, the bad midas and bad philosophies are still with him. And all the days of, he's referring to words of Chazal, it says in the pasuk, all the days of the poor are bad. He's referring to somebody who's poor and who doesn't have good midas. Chazal say, on this pasuk, all the days of the poor are bad, that even the Shabbos and Yantav are bad. Meaning that even on the holiest of days, if somebody has bad character traits, those bad character traits eat away at him, even on the holiest of days. Gam k'sha'isik b'tshuva, and even when he's trying to do tshuva, these midas are still there in his premius. As long as he hasn't uprooted the roots of evil. Through the root of bad midas, the person becomes a vessel for the sitra achra. But a good person who klishoras bidei akdusha becomes a vessel in the hands of kedusha. And he sees in the entire world and every person only the good within the person, within the world. Whereas the person who has the evil rooted within him, he sees in everybody only their bad side. As the words of the Rambam, that bad character traits within a person are similar to are a sickness of the soul, just like our sickness of the body, the sickness of the soul. And someone who suffers from the sickness only sees bad. And this was what was wrong with the Meraglim. Right? When they went to Eretz Yisrael, all they saw was bad. Whereas Yeshua and Kolev looked at the same land and they saw good. Because the Meraglim had within them the root of evil. But my servant Kolev, says Hashem, because he had a different spirit within him. Because he had the roots of good. That's why he only saw good. And he said, the land is very, very good. So being optimistic, seeing the good, the product of having a root of good in a person.
Yeah, that's certainly true, but isn't it helpful to recognize, whoa, I better stay away from that individual. He's bad. There's something bad over here.
I think he's away
from it. It seems like, suppose I see the wonderful, he really loves his dog, you know, and that's a wonderful thing.
But I think he said he only sees evil, that's what he said. A person that has a shirt only sees bad.